Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jordan Love drops to his left knee. That'll do it. The Green Bay Packers are the first 7 seed ever to win a playoff game. They dominate in Dallas. They end the Cowboys season with a 48-32 win. The Green Bay Packers will go to San Francisco and take on the 49ers in the divisional round next week.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Ryan Radke with the call on Westwood One from this past January. What a season. First season as the starter in Green Bay for Jordan Love, getting all the way to the divisional round and stood toe-to-toe with the San Francisco 49ers in that game. Next up for Jordan Love, Matt LaFleur and the Green Bay Packers, week one, Friday night, September 6th in Sao Paulo, Brazil, against the Philadelphia Eagles. That game announced earlier this morning. Joining us right now to give his initial thoughts on that game, and we'll talk some NFL draft, 15 days away, the NFL draft is. We always love welcoming to the show the great Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. Baldy is the host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, the best football show, featuring daily breakdowns on the most important storylines across the National Football League. Baldy, welcome back to the show. It's Nick Costos and Rob Brown in for Ken Barkley, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm excited about that first football game in Sao Paulo, Brazil. I've been down there a bunch. I'll be there that Friday night for that game. Looking forward to the Packers and the Eagles, the second game of the season this year.
Baldy, Rob Brown, great to talk to you, man. I will start with a two-part question. The first is, do you need somebody to carry your bags to Brazil? Because I am available. And the second question, Nick and I were going back and forth about this game. Both of us have said we think that we could actually end up seeing Green Bay become the favorite, that we are both in on the development of Jordan Love. I know this has kind of been a hot offseason talking point, but where do you fall in on Jordan Love and the Packers after what I think has been a pretty solid offseason?
Well, first of all, I need somebody to carry my bags, Rob, okay? Like, I'm just that type of a individual, you know, so that's good. Just joking. I think it's going to be a great game. I mean, I think they got this right. Green Bay, with all their young stars, starting with Jordan Love and Jaden Reed and Romeo Doubs and Christian, Watson, I mean, it's really pretty impressive to add Xavier McKinney on the back end, to change defensive coordinators, in Green Bay, to maybe upgrade over Joe Barry. I think there's a lot of good changes there, but ultimately it's a very well-coached team. Matt LaFleur has done a fantastic job transitioning from Aaron Rodgers to Jordan Love, kind of rebuilding things. Aaron Jones is gone, but Josh Jacobs is in. I think it's going to be very good because I like what the changes that the Eagles have made this year, especially on the defensive side of the ball. And so I think they're going to get themselves a stud offensive line for their new running back, Saquon Barkley. And I think we could see a very, very competitive game in Brazil.
Baldy, as of right now, and it's very early, like you can't bet a lot into this stuff, but I think this is interesting. And it's not a surprise to me what the point spread of the game is. The Eagles are about a 1.5-point favorite in the game right now, so it's basically pick the winner of the game. And Rob said it, and Baldy, we talked about this in the first hour of the show. My sense is, and I could be wrong about this, I wouldn't be shocked if Green Bay closed a favorite in the game, that the betting market might like the Packers a little bit more than it likes the Philadelphia Eagles. This is the ultimate pencil, not pen answer, because we're still 2 weeks away from the draft. So you could change your mind on this 50 times in between now and Friday night, September 6th. But Baldy, it's a neutral field. I'm asking you, pencil, not pen, right now, pick the winner of the game. Who do you like more entering the year, Green Bay or Philadelphia?
Well, I think, when you're talking about going to Brazil, whoever is eating at the best churrascaria, is going to get my vote. Who's getting the best meat? Because you're going to be a carnivore when you go to Brazil. So, who's getting the best meat is going to be the favorite. I would say, look, I think the Packers are certainly after that victory in Dallas and just how decisive it was in the playoffs, that they're going to be one of those teams that we're all going to be talking about. But I still think the Eagles are the best team in the NFC East. And I think the additions they made, Devin White, Saquon Barkley, what they have done with that roster, I would say that the Eagles are still slight favorites at this point. On April 10th, whatever that's worth, Nick, April 10th, I'm saying the Eagles are still a little bit of a better football team.
Baldy, I'm glad you brought up the Cowboys. I despise talking about the Dallas Cowboys because everybody with a microphone everywhere in America does it. But obviously, with Jerry's "we're all in" comments that he made a couple of weeks ago and then them doing nothing, do you think there's a chance that Dallas has like a surprise move, like a giant jump up in the draft or some mega trade between here and the season? Is Dallas kind of playing coy with us right now? Or do you think this is a team that truly believes it's good enough and just had a bad playoff game last year?
I don't think they're good enough, Rob. I'm one of those people that actually never get tired of talking to the Cowboys. I played there. I understand you love them or hate them, but you have to talk about them. I worry about the Cowboys, to be honest with you. They don't have a running back right now that's an NFL standard. They lost their starting center and starting left tackle that they have to replace. I don't know that there's a star move in this draft that can really fill in all the holes that they have on this football team at linebacker, running back, offensive line right now. I think there's holes throughout there. And so, like, I worry about that football team right now. They changed defensive coordinators. Dan Quinn was excellent as a coordinator. I mean, over the 3 years he was there, they led the league in takeaways over 3 years period of time. I just don't understand, Rob, how they were in such salary cap hell that the only guy they could sign is a long snapper and an aging Eric Kendricks. And they let all these guys walk out of their building. Like, you know, there's Stephon Gilmore, Tyron Smith, Tyler Biadasz, you know, Pollard. Like, they let all these good football players just walk because they couldn't afford them. And I just can't figure out how they're in such bad shape from a salary cap standpoint that they have to do those kind of things.
There are some rumors right now, Baldy, that the Cowboys could be interested in a quarterback, like make a surprise move on a quarterback in the draft. A lot's been made about Dak Prescott and his contract situation, going to play out the final year of his deal, it looks like. Do you buy that at all? Like, is there fire to the smoke, you think, that the Cowboys could make a surprise move for a quarterback coming up in a couple weeks in the NFL draft?
I don't think so, Nick. Now, I could be wrong. I'm not here to report anything, and I'm not, you know, in any of the war room meetings with Dallas. I don't have any insight or inside information. But Cooper Rush has won games as the backup there. They traded for Trey Lance last year. He's sitting there. I don't know if he's developing or not developing. But, you know, he was the third pick in the draft, and albeit he's had some injury-marred years, but he still was talented enough to be the third pick in an NFL draft. So I don't think they're ready to write that off yet. I'd be surprised with all the other needs, Nick, that they pulled some kind of surprise move to maybe draft the heir apparent to Dak Prescott.
You better you bet here. Nick Costos and Rob Brown in for the vacation and Ken Barkley. Always great to talk National Football League with Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, the great Brian Baldinger, Baldy on Twitter at Baldy NFL. Baldy, we spend a lot of time talking about the quarterbacks at the top of the draft. Do a sports betting show. That's the most interesting stuff, and it looks like we're going to see a lot of quarterbacks go early. So I think we'll have you on a couple more times. Some of the questions might be like around the same just because it's the biggest talking point, right? So if we think Caleb Williams is going to be the first pick of the draft to Chicago, the betting market basically says this is a fait accompli. Caleb's going to go first overall to the Chicago Bears. It seems like the betting market has kind of settled, Baldy, on Jaden Daniels being the second pick to the Washington Commanders, Drake May being the third pick to the New England Patriots. Not like a done deal, like in the way that Caleb going one is, but both of those guys are minus prices right now in the betting market. Daniels to go two to Washington, Drake May to go number three to New England. Not asking you to report anything, obviously, but you're as plugged in as it gets. Is that your sense as to how this is going to go also with picks two and three to the Commanders and the Patriots?
You know, I think the Patriots are in a position where they might trade out of that pick to somebody that really covets Drake May, because I think one and two, I think, is pretty much looks like it's kind of settled right now. The betting market question I would have, Nick, and I don't know, like, nobody, we've had one, two, three go in the draft before We've never seen 1-2-3-4 the way it might go this year if Minnesota trades up and we get some of these trades that people are talking about. We just know from history that there's going to be busts within that group. I'm trying to figure out which one is going to be the bust, because that history says that all three, if they go 1-2-3, aren't all going to be great quarterbacks. Rarely does it is it 1-2 that they're all great quarterbacks.
Who do you think is going to be the bust?
We've seen that before.
Who do you think? How about this? Not like who do you think is going to be a bust, because I know like that's not something anyone wants to say. Who do you think is the most likely guy to not be as successful as the others?
Well, I like the guy I worry about that gets talked about every day is Drake. He did not have a good second year at North Carolina. I think he's got accuracy issues. When he misses badly. When he plays against good teams, not great teams, but a good team like North Carolina State or Clemson, the way he finished his career at North Carolina, he did not play well. And so, like, everybody's in love with his frame, his arm, the attitude. That's all good. But ultimately, you got to be able to, you know, put the ball through the tire from every different position on the field. And I think he, you know, there's some real question marks about whether he can do that at the next level right now.
Is it your sense, Baldy, that right now, the third overall pick in the draft, whether it's the Patriots, Minnesota, a team that goes up to number three, is it more likely that that team, in your estimation, takes Drake May or J.J. McCarthy?
I think it seems like teams are more interested in J.J. McCarthy at this point. Like, he just continues to rise and be thought of so highly. He's a rare, rare quarterback in this process, Nick, that nobody is tearing him apart. Like, I just said something about Drake May that bothers me. I never hear that about J.J. McCarthy. I could say Jaden Daniels can't run the way he did at LSU. He's going to get broken in half. I could take any one of these guys, and I could find flaws with them and say it. I can't find anybody to say any flaws about J.J. McCarthy. It's actually bizarre, because I was talking to Cam Newton about it when we were at the Super Bowl this year. Like, they ripped Cam Newton apart, said he couldn't do this, couldn't do that, and he came out and he threw for over 400 yards in each of his first two games as an NFL starter. So that's J.J. McCarthy, because there's just not that much to really evaluate because of the style of play that they ran at Michigan. I feel like he's, like, untouched in this process. And every quarterback goes through this, you know, grind where, you know, they're trying to find the flaws more than accent, you know, the positives. And I feel like that's where J.J. is right now. And I feel like he's going to end up being the third guy.
Baldy, talk to me really quick. You mentioned there in passing about Jaden Daniels, the Heisman Trophy winner out of LSU. This is a kid I love, because you mentioned it there. The one flaw in his game everybody's jumping on is that he runs aggressive, and frequently he runs into big hits, and that will get you absolutely broken at the NFL level. But I've made the argument, of all the things that you've got to coach into these quarterbacks, if we're going flaw by flaw, QB by QB, I feel like that would be the one that would be easiest to coach out of a guy. Do you feel that way? Like, if you have to take one of these guys, diagnose their biggest flaw, and say this is going to be the one that's easiest to correct, is it Jaden Daniels with the run? Is there any chance you think that guy has the opportunity to play Lamar-esque football?
Well, Lamar has a neck the size of your, you know, basic middle linebacker. I mean, he's just built different than Jaden. I mean, he's bigger and stronger, probably faster than Jaden. But I was talking to Brian Kelly, his coach at LSU, today on the NFL Network. And, you know, when he came from Arizona State, he really wasn't much of a runner. And Brian sort of unhinged that part of his game, and then he became this elite runner. But to your question, Rob, it's a good question, and it's one I'm sure teams are probably, when they sit down to talk to Jaden, probably asking him about. Like, they probably put up some of those hits that he took against Alabama and some of the games we remember watching this year. I don't know, because it does look like he drops his eyes a little bit too quick for me and takes off and runs. Now, he's a good runner. So, you know, you kind of have to, if you're a good runner, will you stay there and make the pass before you, under pressure, before you stay in there and make the throw, or you're going to take off and run? I'm not sure if he's going to live for another day, or if that aggressive attitude will prevail when he gets to the NFL level. But, you know, if I was coaching him, I'd say, you know, get down, live for another day. Slide, the league has a rule. You slide first, they can't touch you. If they do, they're penalized. Like, I'd learn how to slide make sure he knows how to slide real quick.
Baldy, final question in 10 seconds. What would you say the percent chances right now that Malik Nabers is the first wide receiver off the board and not Marvin Harrison Jr. in 10 seconds?
I would say it's probably around 10% right now. I could even see Roma Dunze going number one at this point, the way that teams talk about him.
I think that's a really fascinating answer and a really fascinating interview. And I think what Baldy said about J.J. McCarthy and Drake May, incredibly interesting. We love you. I screwed this up, man, because I wanted to ask you last week, like when Kyle Shanahan went for it on fourth down at the end of the Super Bowl, was he thinking about Nick Kostos? Was my voice in his head? And I forgot to ask last week and we ran out of time here. Baldy, you're the best. We appreciate it, brother. Stay well. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, you got it, man. Take care, Nick.
Odyssey Sports NFL Insider Brian Baldinger joining us here on the show. Make sure to follow the best football show with Baldy on the Odyssey app. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We'll have to talk more about that Baldy interview on the other side. A lot of great nuggets when it comes to betting the NFL draft.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. On the